You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. The time is just on 10 past 4, and it's time for us to unleash Odette Butcher upon you in another series of Digital Transformation on Air. And today she's going to be talking about rising above complaints from negative to positive. Hello, Odette. How are you?
Hello, Unicorn. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm glad to see you wearing your wedding ring.
Yes. How come you're not wearing your summer outfit? You look a bit wintry today.
I mean,
it's quite hot
my
outside.
My outfit's just fine.
I thought I'd see you in some board shorts.
That's never going to happen.
Seriously, don't you wear board shorts?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what they are.
I learned something new today.
Hey?
There you go.
Yeah. You're looking all summery.
Yes. Hey? I am. Hmm. Must be part of being in my 40s.
Are you in your 40s already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Deeply into them.
Are you well, let's see if we can turn that negative into positive.
There's nothing positive about being middle-aged. Well, there are a few positives, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
45 is 45. That ain't going to change.
Yeah, that's halfway to 90.
Thanks. Mm. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's all downhill for you from here.
Thanks for that. Mm.
So what have you been up to?
So, just normal working hard, hustling for sales. I've noticed things are picking up a little mm-hmm. bit, which is quite nice. Mm-hmm. Ad campaigns are doing well. People seem to be in the spirit of spending a bit more money, which mm-hmm. is nice. Mm. And we've been having some conversations with acquaintances, work colleagues, etc., all about complaints. Mm. And it just reminded me of a time where I was feeling low because I was getting some complaints and someone said to me, listen, if you're not getting complaints, it means you're not selling enough. Mm. Mm. So I thought today might be a nice opportunity, whether we have digital only or digital and brick and mortar businesses.
Same principles will apply, won't they?
Exactly. And with all the changes that we've all been through within the last 2 years, you know, pivoting and getting our businesses online, all the massive changes, both online and offline, it might be just a nice refresher to try and find some positives in negative feedback coming through, which is basically when the complaints start happening, it means that you're obviously starting to sell some more things, which is good. So considering that only 1 out of 26 unhappy customers makes a complaint to the company, and an unhappy customer will tell about 15 people about their bad experiences, chances are you've already lost some business due to unhappy customers, even without knowing it. And like I said earlier, when you're getting complaints, it means that there must be some volume happening.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to highlight how we can handle complaints, but also turn a lot of them into positives, that if you implement what needs to be changed, you'll actually find it will minimize complaints. I do get complaints still, but not very often as when I started my business in the beginning. And I'll explain why. So here are some top tips. Stay calm, listen, and most importantly, be kind. And I think that's just something all of us should be trying to be a lot more of every
generally.
Day. Generally. Like, you know, just tolerant, yeah. whether we're grocery shopping or in the traffic or, you know, we have the elderly or little kids in prams or pets or whatever. Can we just be a whole lot more kind to each other? Mm. It goes a really long way. And I also think as well, I love that saying that conflict is 85% misunderstanding. Mm. That made a lot of sense to me. And to kill conflict with kindness, just knowing that so much is a misunderstanding. So basically, put your emotions aside.
Yep.
And I find what I tend to do, and I see it happening. So someone will phone me and it's just, the person is just deranged over the phone, and I immediately just take off as a drone. Like, I visualize that. I take off as a drone, so that's sort of me just leaving my body, and it just gives me an aerial perspective of what the person is complaining about. And I just go, put all emotions aside, and I'm going to just focus on facts, fixing this and getting rid of the complaint. Avoid challenging their complaint. Don't argue with customers. So on the one hand, you don't want to be verbally abused, but on the other hand, don't argue with them because quite often it just makes it worse. What I find is when people are just going mental on the phone, I just stay quiet. So I turn myself into a drone and I'm just kind of assessing all the facts as the person is ranting, but I just stay quiet. And quite often they'll finish their 15 sentences and just like, are you there? And I'm, yes, I'm here. So listen to customers. Don't argue with them. Let them have their say. Thank them. Thank them and be kind. Acknowledge what they are saying. Offer support and provide a solution. I'm a big fixer. I love fixing things. Mm-hmm. So I immediately just start thinking, how can I fix this to either, you know, make a sale or make something better in the business or to get rid of this problem? Be flexible. I think that's, you know, when there's confrontation going on, you almost want to dig your heels in and be stubborn about something. But I think when it comes to customer complaints, we just need to be flexible. When you're in a large corporate, that can be quite difficult because they have those strict rules and regulations about how things are dealt with. But as a business owner taking complaints over the phone, I can handle them so much better and just be rid of it quite quickly. Make sure your customers hear what you are saying. And that's not going to happen if you're both talking over each other and arguing and fighting. So just let them finish and acknowledge what they say and calculate what you're going to say so that you can speak to them once they've finished. Offer an apology. For myself, I like to be fully responsible if I've made a mistake. We are all human beings. We are not robots. Things happen. And I don't intentionally make mistakes. So unless we're dealing with someone who I've killed or something, there's nothing on my table that can't be easy enough to fix. And if I've made a mistake, accept it, fix it, refund the money, and move on. It's really important to follow up as well. If you've made a plan to fix something, follow up completely until it's done and ended and they have what they need to move on with whatever. And in yourself, move on. And I think it's this whole thing of having a thicker skin, removing yourself emotionally from making those really big decisions or dealing with confrontation. It's hard. It takes practice and I think quite a lot of confidence as well to move on. And I love that analogy of like the two ducks or two swans sort of fighting. So they'll have like a bit of a fight or whatever. And then they'll almost like flutter their, you know, when you see two ducks fighting or those big geese that we have in the area, they'll fight and then they kind of ruffle their feathers and then they go storming off in their own directions and then it's done, it's finished. We need to try and do that within ourselves as well, especially if we're dealing with complaints. I find for me, speaking vulnerably now, when I think of how I was when I started business dealing with complaints, I explored how many layers of fear I have for fellow humans. And that's something we're thinking about when we are in customer service roles is that, you know, potentially we have quite a lot of fears of people. You know, it could be the opposite gender. It might be people who are older than us that we feel fearful of because they have different standards or different ways of communicating. So that might be something nice to go and think about if you really struggle with confrontation and dealing with customer complaints. And another one is whether or not we have enough product, service, and or process knowledge of what it is that we are selling and how the business is working. Because there's nothing worse when someone's complaining and you're like, you don't know anything about the product or, you know, how it works in the business. So that's really important to look at as well. And like I said earlier, if you know you've made an error, you know, don't pass the blame or whatever. Just accept it, put it right, and move on quickly. I find over the years, in the beginning, I seem to attract quite a lot of bullies. You know, people will just railroad over you when you're speaking to them and stuff. But having been in business for so long now, I can literally spot them from a mile away. And I don't really have them at all shopping within the business anymore. We very occasionally, I'll pick up someone extremely aggressive over the phone. And as a business owner, I calculate my time that I'm going to spend on this person. And if I don't give them what they want, what they can go and do to the credibility of the business online that takes years to create and 24 hours to destroy. Mm. And whilst I accept that customers are not always right, because they are not, and we do need to protect ourselves as small, medium, or large businesses, we also have rights. Sometimes it's just easier to give them their money just to get rid of them.
Mm.
Because, and it was my mom who'd been in business for 25 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you got rid of your mom.
No. Okay. But she had said to me, because I was moaning about complaints the one day, and she said, listen, while you are focusing on this person, you have missed 5 or 10 other sales that you could have made already. So just give them the money and just get them out the door. But we can only make those decisions if it's the business owner dealing with complaints. It's very different if you have managers and customer support specialists on the desk. So that it's all kind of depends on the situation. Now, when it comes to turning negatives into positives, when I'm in the space of being a drone listening to complaints, I'm always listening to exactly what the customer is saying. Because instead of focusing on like, oh, this person is shouting at me or whatever, there could be a lot of truth in what they're talking about in terms of their customer experience of the business, the product. And generally what I'll do is if the same product or for us experiences, if it's the same experience that keeps getting complaints over and over, is it the experience or like is it the actual product? Is it faulty? Is it troublesome? Is it difficult to get new parts? Does it break easily? That sort of thing. Remove all of the things in your business on your shelves or services that just create endless headaches because you almost get anxiety every time it sells.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I remember seeing these certain experience go through on the platform and I'm like, ooh, oh, I hope like, oh dear, is this going to be another issue? So it's about, you know, the product or the service, is it, does it just create headaches? Is it troublesome? Get rid of it or find ways to fix it if it really is like a great seller that you don't want to lose. And then obviously with suppliers, it might be an issue with supplier who's always letting you down. Find another supplier, even if it's more expensive. Rather have a very, very good supplier who's reliable and devoted and committed to what it is that you're sending their way. And also listen to the customers. It teaches us as well that our product information needs to be 100%, you know, packaging, transparency. Are we, you know, if they're saying that they thought it was like this, but actually it was like that, then look at your packaging. Look at what it is about that product that is confusing customers, because quite often confusion does happen in the marketplace, and see how you can make everything that you're selling simple.
As you said, 85% is misunderstanding.
Absolutely. And gone are the days of, remember we were chatting before where it used to be like the businesses were selling things their way and like you as a consumer, you just had to suck it up and do it their way. That's all changed now. So really listen to customers when they're speaking to you on the phone so that you can get some valuable information so that you can optimize your website or your brick and mortar shop. To be really clear and simple with whatever it is that you're selling to eradicate all of those anomalies. And the same thing for process. So they might be phoning you to complain not necessarily about a product and a service, but about some sort of process in your business, maybe execution, delivery, operations, fulfillment. And then you can go and identify where there are breaks in the business that you can go and tune up and fix and just lock down and just make it, you know, error-free. So I generally speaking do create, yeah, take quite a lot of positives out of the few complaints that I now get. Mm. And that is just from being in the same business for 17 years and feeling like a robot. But if you are new in business and you are getting a lot of negative feedback, see it as a positive and write it all down and implement enhancements within your business, and you will definitely notice a difference in the amount of complaints that you're getting through.
The reality of all of this is this, that what you will hear are the complaints more often than not. It's unlikely that somebody's going to go along and buy your product or use your service and they're going to pick up the phone and they say, oh, I'm so happy,
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
No, that's why you have to collect reviews.
Yeah, it happens on the odd occasion, yes. It happens on the odd occasion, but very, very seldom, because people feel I paid my money, I got my goods or service. It's incumbent upon the supplier to supply me with something good, and, you know, they really don't need to be thanked, okay?
Yeah.
But if something goes wrong, they don't feel that way. So if everybody were to thank you for a good service, they would far outweigh the negatives, mm-hmm. the complaints. It would be. Because if that were not the case, you would be out of business.
Exactly.
So if you're still in business and getting complaints, see it as a positive, and understand that many, many more people are happy with your service. Okay? And if you quantify that, the complaints in terms of revenue.
Yes.
Versus your total revenue, then that is going to bear itself out. So as you say, if the complaint is there, deal with it. Like you said, I think there's some very, very wise tips in there.
And definitely handle it with speed. It's like, yes, we could have a whole separate discussion about the different types of people that shop. But like, I close lots of sales because I am fast. And you can just recognize people are ready to spend money. Close it quickly. And it's the same thing with complaints. I think, you know, it's like when you're dealing with large corporates and you complain about something, you just feel like you're not even being heard. It's just going into this black hole and no one's ever getting back to you. And that quite often I find is the reason why people are screaming and shouting with their fists up when they phone you, because they anticipate that you are going to be the same.
Yeah.
So I always tell myself that if this person actually knew me, like my friends and my colleagues and my coworkers knew me, they wouldn't be speaking to me like this. They are screaming and shouting because that's how they have learned to get things done. Yeah. If I don't stamp my feet,
yeah,
I won't get my voice heard or anything done. And they have learned that behavior, which is really sad that our customer service is so bad that we've turned into these dragons to get anything done. Mm. But I think speed is really important. When someone is complaining, you can actually just calm them down immediately by answering your phones, responding to emails, handling it head on and quickly before this person gets into the ultimate rage. Because they are acting out like that because previously people have not dealt with their complaints.
Yeah, very important that speed is of the essence. It really is. We had an incident today, just coincidentally, where last night Judy purchased something to cook. I'm not going to go into the detail of all of that, but the product that she purchased when it was eventually prepared was off.
Wow.
It was off. And it was not good at all. It was then, we didn't eat it. And today, Janet got hold of the supplier, and the issue as we speak is already resolved.
Yeah,
there's already a voucher, everything has been resolved. There was no argument, and it was done as promised. So leave it with me, I'll phone you back. And phone back they did, and they did so quickly.
Yeah,
now I think that is really very cool. I would give you the details of the company, but I'm not too sure what it is. I just know the incident, all the detail. But the point is, whoever the company was, it was done.
Yes.
Quickly and as promised.
Yes.
And the issue's resolved. Now, if that were not the case, I'm pretty sure that the next time Judy went into a shop, she would see, those guys didn't actually deal with this very well.
Yeah, so she wouldn't give them a second chance.
Correct. And that's the issue about dealing with a complaint. Make sure that you can keep that person on board after the fact. Unless, of course, they are so difficult, like me, they are so damn difficult that you do want to get rid of them. You know.
But why are you difficult like that?
Just because I was born that way.
You're just cantankerous. You're at that age.
Yes, I'm allowed to be. I'm allowed to be. I'm grumpy.
And we love you for that.
No. But, yeah, there's, I mean, there's a company we deal with, Ex Nihilo, who do all our hosting and all that type of stuff.
Me too. Here.
Are they not the world champions of service?
Yeah, they are quite good.
They are. I don't know that there's a company in the world as good in terms of dealing with their customers and going the extra mile as that business. And I don't know where that comes from, but it is the way they deal with, because whenever you phone them, there's something wrong. You're never phoning them up and saying, hey, Zanila, how's it going? Everything's cool today. I'm just letting you know. You don't do that.
Do you think it's about leadership? Just the sense of running away when things are wrong. It's like, don't do that. Just if you need to go and collect yourself. Because sometimes I'll get that like panicky feeling. It's not often, like when I first started business. But occasionally I'll be like, ooh.
Mm.
And then I try to just withdraw quickly just to regroup. And just tell myself, like, I didn't intentionally make an error.
Mm.
You know, because immediately you take it on that you have done bad.
Mm.
And I think it's just telling yourself, I have not done bad. Something has not gone according to plan.
Yeah.
Now we need to fix this. Look at the facts. Deal with it with speed. And you know, you will earn a customer for life if you just listen to them, get back to them, and just fix it. You know, and you don't always have to give freebies, because there are some people that make a habit of complaining so that they can get freebies.
Yeah.
But that is a completely separate discussion. Yeah. But your average Joe just wants to be heard because they didn't get value for money. Something went horribly wrong. And if you deal with it immediately, you will actually earn a customer for life, and they will go, I can't believe those people got back to me and just fixed it. You know, and it's the same thing with getting negative reviews online.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing better than, I don't read through good reviews.
Mm.
I look for the negative ones. I want to see if they've been responded to, and I want to see how the business has responded. And like the other day, I was doing a digital audit with one of my clients, and I noticed that this website, it was actually a Facebook page, and I just said to her, they are arguing with their customers online. Don't do that. You know, it just doesn't look good. So there's all these little techniques that we can learn along the way. But I think most importantly, as an outcome from this discussion, is really listen to what the customers are saying. And if the same things are popping up over and over and over again, hopefully don't wait until it's too long. But always look, how can I optimize my business process, operations, fulfillment? How can I improve our products or our service? And once you do that and really implement it, you will definitely see that you will only occasionally get complaints.
It will get better. You'll get better at
for
it.
For sure.
I think it's valuable advice, and certainly hope that people listening to us got the benefit of it, even if you are in a brick and mortar business.
Yes.
I just, you know, I've seen so many scenarios where people will go into a business, a retail outlet, or whether, and they'll have a go at the person behind the counter.
Yes.
How that person deals with it. I don't look at how badly the customer may be behaving, because invariably it's not great, okay, in a lot of cases. In some cases it's very polite, okay? But how the person behind the counter deals with it, and me as an onlooker or bystander or with an earshot, I'm thinking, if this person handles this well, I'm coming back. You know what I mean? Because it impacts on people who, and because I've always said the measure of a business is how well they perform when the pauper hits the fan.
Yeah.
And that person behind the counter who's dealing with it properly and quickly and efficiently and with kindness and with all these things you've spoken about, I look at that and I think, this is a business that's got the formula right, and I'm inclined to go back there.
I do think there's a lot of abuse going on out there, though. And you can actually see it with the shop assistants. You know, I make a point of always making eye contact and greeting them with a smile. And you almost see this new person coming out, you know, because they're almost numb from all of the abuse that they've received during the day.
Yeah.
And it just, why can't we deal with complaints or things that go wrong, like mature adults, you know, without all the drama?
Yeah, because the firing point is coming from a point of discontent and anger. That's what the firing point is. So it's a person who feels aggrieved because they haven't got what they paid for.
Yes.
They haven't got what they were expecting. Whatever that expectation was, whether it's right or wrong, the person is still in a position where they feel, I have been let down by. Now, you can go in there and be polite about it, and you'll probably get an outcome. But if you're getting the same outcome, if you go in there angry, then the business is doing something right, if I'm making myself clear. So whether the shop assistant or the person behind the counter or the manager of the store, whatever the case may be, is dealing with the polite person in the same way that they're dealing with the angry one.
Yes.
Then they're doing something right.
Yes.
Then they're doing something right. But, you know, there are times, and we're talking utopia, there are times when, like you say, you want to say to that person, here's your money, go away.
Oh, yes.
And don't come back.
I do that.
Yes.
I just cannot be bothered.
I heard the most beautiful line the other day. I'm just going to share this with you. It was a lady who was complaining. I overheard the conversation. I was in a meeting in another room when I heard the conversation. I didn't witness it. And a lady was really complaining. And the more that this manager tried to understand the problem, ask questions, the more she just kept ranting.
Oh.
And eventually he said to her, excuse me, ma'am, if you want to have a monologue, send me an email. That sometimes is the best way to deal with
it. Almost just to snap her out of it.
Yeah.
Like, where is this going?
Yeah. You want to have a monologue? Be my guest. Send me an email. And that was the end of that conversation. And off she went. And the issue wasn't really resolved. Unless, of course, she did send the email. But sometimes that is necessary. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And that's the beauty of being a business owner dealing with complaints. Yeah. Is that you can just navigate however you think this is going to go. Very difficult for employees.
Yes, unless they train properly.
Yes.
And given authority.
Which I doubt.
Yeah, and given the authority. But like I say, if the person behind the counter is getting it right, then something is ex nihilo, an example. Those are all employees, and yet they get it right, and they get it right, I would say, 110% of the time.
Must be training.
Yeah. So those are good tips. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Lovely to be here.
Yes, lovely to see you. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
All right. Until then, try and behave yourself.
I will. Okay. It's hard. And I haven't been traveling yet. I'm starting to feel a bit caged.
You're feeling a bit caged?
Yes.
Where do you want to travel to?
Just so many places.
Oh, okay. Well, that narrows it down for all of us, doesn't it?
Yes. Too many to choose from.
Yes. And wear a wedding ring. Okay.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Dad.
You're a married woman now.
Yes.
Okay. You've got to conduct yourself like a respectable married woman.
Exactly. Because I was total trash before I got married, of course.
We love her lots. We really do. Her name is Odette Butcher. If you want to get hold of her, do this. WhatsApp 084-811-9163. Again, I give you the number 084-811-9163. If you've got issues, particularly around digital marketing audits, setting up your ad campaigns, your online
e-commerce,
all of that stuff, she does it. She does it well.
Thank you.
Okay, now you can go.
Thank you.
All right.
See you in 2 weeks.
Take care.
Take a bye.